When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He's been covering the NFL since 2007. He's on a train back to Boston from the NFL meetings. Front and center for Jim Irsay's comments. And Ben joins us now. Ben, how would you sum up the NFL owners' meetings?
Very boring and predictable. Until about 4 in the afternoon when Jim Irsay, out of nowhere, just drops a bombshell on all of us. And I was standing next to Albert Breer in the media scrum, and we just kept looking at each other like, is this really happening? Is he really saying this? Because these owners, they never break ranks. You never hear one owner speaking ill of another. They always keep their issues in-house. Everything is very carefully planned. They keep the media, you know, behind these velvet ropes in like a pen, basically, at these meetings. And they have Goodell and NFL people give press conferences so they can let the owners, you know, sneak out the side door. Like, everything is very carefully crafted. So for Irsay to go kind of off the off script and to rip Daniel Snyder and to say that, yeah, we probably need to vote this guy out, that was shocking, and that certainly made all of our stories yesterday.
All right, let me let people in on what happened. Here's the question to Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, on possibly having Dan Snyder sell his team.
You said that Dan Snyder should get removed. Should the Snyder family sell?
I said he should. There's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation, but to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just the family, period?
I think, in general, of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Those are pretty strong words there, and you're right, Ben. This is the first time I can ever remember something like this happening where, you know, one owner turns on another owner, but I guess I'm curious, what's Jim Irsay doing here? Why do you think he broke ranks?
I think he broke ranks because he's a lifer in the NFL. His family bought the team 50 years ago, so he has grown up in the NFL. He's 62 years old now. And for some of these older families, the Rooneys, the Irsays, the Maras, the NFL is their identity. It just means more to them. And Irsay said that the things that have gone on in the Washington football team for the last two decades are reprehensible and do not reflect the values of the NFL. And I think what Irsay said yesterday was 100% right. I think the surprising thing was just that he broke ranks. And Roger Goodell, he basically said, stay good. He basically told the other owners to zip it. We don't need to be talking until we get this report. And that's as close as you'll ever hear to Goodell admonishing one of his 32 bosses. So I think NFL legal department probably wasn't thrilled to see Irsay talking, because that could complicate things if and when Dan Snyder ends up suing the league. But I think Irsay is just really, had his to his wit's end with Snyder and all the bad news that he's brought to the NFL. And by speaking out yesterday, I think he amps up the pressure on the fellow owners to kind of do the right thing and to ultimately vote Dan Snyder out.
But I don't know if the commissioner's been asked this. He said before in front of Congress, hey, I don't have the power to be able to do this. I just want to ask him, what is the process to get started here? How does it start? And could you start it? Could Jim Irsay have started it yesterday? I don't know if you have the answer to it, but that's what I would want to know from the commissioner.
So I think all it takes is 32 men sitting around in a room and deciding, hey, do we want to bring this to a vote? Jim Irsay, I guess, could have brought it to a vote yesterday, but Roger Goodell, I think, smartly has convinced the other 30 owners, we don't need to be taking any action here until we get the report back from Mary Jo White. They want the facts. They want the legal document behind them as their hammer whenever they do decide. So I think all it takes is just at one of these league meetings, whether it's the
But
December
how do you do that, Ben, if Daniel Snyder is in the meeting and you go, new business? Yeah, we'd like to get rid of Dan Snyder. All in favor, say hi.
Well, I mean, they've done it before where they ask, when they're talking about someone, they ask him to leave the room. So I imagine it would have to be Tanya Snyder, his wife, who's representing him. She would have to leave the room, and they'd have to put, everyone put your head on your desk and thumbs up, thumbs down,
You had a little get together with Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones. What was that about?
So apparently Jerry is once again waging a little bit of a battle against Roger Goodell and his compensation. I guess Jerry just wants Roger to earn it as opposed to just being handed big fat stacks of money. Like I think most CEO compensation is probably tied to bonuses and performance and things of that nature. And I guess Robert Kraft didn't agree with him, and I don't think many owners did, because I believe Jerry Jones, his measure – The measure passed 31-1 with Jerry Jones the only one voting against. But Robert, I guess, told Jerry that he was wrong, and Jerry told Robert to shut the bleep up, and using very, very colorful language. And that's a reporting from ESPN, Seth Wickersham, who always does such a tremendous job at these owners' meetings. So I believe Robert Kraft then said, excuse me, because usually you don't hear such forceful, salty language directed at billionaires before. And I think he cleaned up his language and said, well, don't mess with me. I think he cleaned it up the second time, realizing he perhaps overstepped his boundaries. So never a dull moment when these billionaires get together in a room.
Since you're headed back to Boston, you cover for the Boston Globe. We're talking to Ben Volen, senior NFL writer. You got some drama there going on with the Patriots, or at least it feels like that, with Mac Jones and Bill Belichick, and a relationship reportedly is sideways. What's next in this soap opera?
Well, we do have a good old-fashioned quarterback controversy. It feels like 2001 all over again. It's going to be a tough decision, I think, for Belichick this week at Monday Night Football against the Bears. Mac Jones probably a lot closer to 100%. I don't know if he's fully there yet on that sprained ankle, but the team is playing so well with Bailey Zappe. He's played three games and has had 100 passer rating in each game. They blowout wins over the Lions and the Browns the last couple weeks. So I personally think either keep it, let him play his way out of it and then go back to Mac Jones. But I don't necessarily run the Patriots and, Jones.
I think we have a bad connection there, Ben.
Oh, no.
Okay, so do you think that – I don't know if there – is Mac Jones making this a tougher decision because of his personality? Like, Bailey Zappe is playing well, but I don't know if Mac Jones's role is making it worse for him.
So do you have me back now, Dan?
Yes.
All right, great. There's a lot of smoke right now that just since training camp that Mac Jones and the coaching staff haven't always seen eye to eye, that Mac was – wondering why that everyone was very curious about. Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, two guys who have never coached on the offensive side of the ball, never been coordinators before. That, Mac was had lifted an eyebrow. Is this the best setup for me? And then obviously the first few games of the season, he really, really didn't play well and threw a bunch of interceptions. And all of a sudden, Bailey Zappe comes in, and he's a rookie fourth-round pick, Mr. Yes, Sir, No, Sir, and the team is playing really well. So there is, some smoke right now that Mac Jones and the coaching staff haven't always seen eye to eye. And like I said, I think we'll truly see how Belichick feels about Mac Jones, I think, this week. Because if Mac Jones is his guy and he loves his guy, then he's going to play him against the Bears. But if there are some questions about whether, he can play on the ankle and whether he's truly our set franchise quarterback, then I think they're probably going to go with Zappe again, and that will only amp up, I think, the quarterback controversy. Whether Mac plays this week, I think, will be very telling about how Belichick feels about it.
Ben, thanks for joining us. Safe travels back. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
That's Ben Volen. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Avello is back with us, the director of DraftKings Sportsbook Operations, and DraftKings expanding its platform, the cross-section of sports, culture, bringing together the lifestyle of NBA action, the excitement of sports betting, the NBA season. Customers can sign up, bet $5, get $200 instantly on any team if they win Moneyline. Johnny, good to talk to you again. Give me where the money is going right now that might surprise our audience.
Well, there's a couple of bets out there that are kind of different that I didn't expect this year. I know the Pelicans are going to have a much better team and, you know, might contend in that division, but they've taken 70% of the money in that Southwest division. And that's, you know, we're talking about a Grizzly team and a Mav team that are expected to win, you know, close to 50 games or more. So that was like a surprise for me. Now, since we've opened up down in Louisiana, we've seen quite a bit of action. But, you know, Louisiana itself shouldn't push that team to be, you know, the most money bet. So obviously it's coming from other locations also.
What other surprises have you seen trends so far, preseason betting for, betting against, prop bets, anything interesting that jumps out?
Yeah, you know, Mike Malone of the Nuggets is 14-1, leads all candidates, money wagered for coach of the year. A little bit of a surprise there. But regular season wins, we've got 76ers. This is the one, Dan, that's, you know, 76ers, 50.5 wins. 98% of the money is on the over. They're just 76er fans are expecting a huge year from this team.
Okay, but how does Vegas counteract that so they don't get crushed if it happens to be, you know, the Sixers going over 50.5?
We don't. we go ahead and get crushed. That's what we do. Yeah, no, bookmakers have to take their lumps. Now, you know, that's one bet. If we lose that, hopefully there's a couple others we'll win. But, yeah, you move a little bit, and then, you know, if we feel that the price is fair, we just hold pat.
MVP, can the Joker go back-to-back? What are the odds?
Back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
9-1. You know, that's a very fair price for a guy that's a super contender. But, you know, they're looking at other areas this year. So, you know, Doncic is like 4+4.5-1. The Greeks, 6-1. Joel Embiid, 6.5-1. Kevin Durant, 8-1. All those guys are ahead of him. So, they're not getting much love on the money so far.
Any money coming out on the Lakers over win total?
No, I don't think there's believers out there in the Lakers. What we saw last night was a team that has great players, LeBron, of course, but I don't know if they have those, you know, outer lying players to get them there. So this is one of the higher prices that I've seen on the Lakers in quite a few years. They're always the chalk or at least second choice. And this year they're a high price. So there's just not a lot of belief in the Laker team.
More belief in the Brooklyn Nets?
Yes and no. The Nets have the components. They certainly had the team to get there. They're another team, though, that we've had tons of money on in the past as one of the favorites. It's a team that I don't know if the fan base believes in them. The teams that are certainly taking a lot of money are the Celtics and Bucks and, you know, those teams that look like contenders. But the two teams, and you mentioned them, the Nets and the Lakers, just used to be our favorites and just not happening this year.
Johnny, good to talk to you as always. Good luck this season.
Hey, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Slater covers the Warriors and the NBA for The Athletic. He was there last night. Set the scene there, Anthony. It was all fun and games. Everybody okay with on the same page with the Warriors?
Sure. You know, I mean, it's like the celebratory night where they celebrate last season.
Yeah.
I would say there's still some awkwardness, you know, among Draymond Green and his teammates. And even, you know, in the press conference, there remains a little bit of iciness, I think, on Jordan Poole's side. But, you know, the veterans have defended Jordan Poole so forcefully. And then, you know, they keep winning. And you can win within that, I think.
Draymond's had some comments. TNT has a documentary on him, and it's almost like he embraced this. It's not like he is remorseful whatsoever. Is that your read on Draymond through all of this?
I mean, he at least his initial press conference accepted responsibility that he was at fault. There were a couple times within the press conference you could tell he was trying to hint at, like, well, if you knew the full context, but we shouldn't even go down that road. So there's a level of defiance with him, and his second press conference was not quite as contrite as his first one. And like you said, you know, not only did he do the documentary last night, but he's had these like three documentary, like, you know, photographers or videographers that were around all camp, which yeah. is always an interesting thing to happen. It's been put by a few people like this feels like the end days of a marriage where the kids aren't quite yet off to college, but you're sticking together because the greater goal and the greater goal is this is still the title favorite probably and a chance to win five. But with every, you know, the money situation and the transitioning of eras within this franchise that it feels like has created a kind of odd umbrella over everything. Yet, I mean, they look as good as ever.
Did those camera guys working on the documentary catch any of the fight with Jordan Poole and Draymond Green? Were they at the practice?
I don't believe so, because we would have saw HD footage if so, right? I mean, I haven't.
Well, they might be holding it, though, Anthony, if they've got it. And Draymond seems to almost embrace, hey, man, people know who I am, and social media and new media and all of that. You know, it's not, hey, it's just one thing. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually, I heard it was like a 25-minute pregame doc, right? I've seen some of the clips of him talking. I haven't seen the whole thing. I heard they showed the punch within it. I assume they showed the TMZ version, unless they had the HD version, but I'm not sure Draymond would have green lit the HD version of that being show.
But I want to know, you know, if I'm TMZ and I'm going to buy that video, whoever leaked it, why wouldn't I show it all the way through the punch? And then what happened right after that to me is just as interesting. Did Draymond go to help him up? Was Poole knocked out? Did Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Steve Kerr do anything, say anything? Practice is closed. So I have more questions attached to it. Like if Draymond goes over and helps him up and, you know, I'm sorry, then maybe it softens it a little bit here. But I'm curious, why cut off the video that you paid for right after the punch?
Yeah, maybe that's all they were sent. But I mean, I could tell you what I've heard. No, I mean, he had to be like pulled off. And as far as
Draymond went in for the kill, like he was.
I don't know that he was like, again, this is secondhand reporting. I haven't seen the video on it, but I don't think he was like throwing more punches, but I think he was, it was still. Like, it was a situation where he still needed to, maybe he was just talking, but had to be kind of separated. And they have like an adjacent weight room that, like, I think I've heard all the veterans kind of dragged him over to and, like, kind of had to calm him down within that situation.
Yeah. And through it all, and I agree with you, I loved him last year. I love him again this year. I'm waiting to see that youth movement. We saw it with Jordan Poole. But you got Kuminga and Moody, you got James Wiseman. To make that next step might be the key if this team's going to win another championship with this group. And then trying to get everybody minutes as well is going to be challenged. They're probably 10 deep, Anthony.
11.
11
you
deep.
You know, Moody was the 11th guy they put in last night in the first half, which is like you don't do that in NBA rotations typically. It's like 9, like stretch it to 10. You know, part of that is like Clay's on a minutes limit. But you know, I mean, I think Moses Moody's ready. Like if you put Moses Moody on the Charlotte Hornets, I think he's getting 30 minutes tonight, and he's like got 6 minutes last night as the 11th man. So, I like what I've seen from the youth, you know, comparatively to what last I saw them, James Wiseman was not ready. He looked more ready last night. I mean, I thought he was a very capable backup big man. I liked what Kuminga did in the preseason. They're going to use him in like switchable, more athletic lineups. And this is a team historically that really isn't that athletic. It's more of like a skill-based team. So they're kind of like you know, infusing something new to this team. You saw more pick and roll with Wiseman on the floor last night. It's typically a very anti pick and roll team, but him and Poole kind of have a nice mix there. So it's different. And as somebody who has to cover it on a daily basis, I just like watching like different versions of the same team.
All right. Give me your assessment of the Lakers. If I'm a Laker fan and I'm listening to your opinion of what they can expect this season, what would that be?
They of the playoff hopefuls, I think they might have the worst, like 3 through 10 roster in the league. And that's just a problem. I mean, I think you just saw last night, like the depth on display, like what rotation Laker beyond LeBron and Anthony Davis would be in the Warriors rotation. I mean, for example, Juan Toscano-Anderson, who was very, you know, useful for the Warriors, and they love him there. But last year, he was not in their playoff rotation. Like, he just sat on the bench and watched the playoffs. He might be like their fifth or sixth best player, the Lakers currently. Wow. It's just they're not deep. They don't shoot. They're really small in the backcourt. It's like a non-2022 type team. I do like Davis looks good. He looked good in the preseason. He had a 22-point first half against the Warriors when Draymond was away from the team. I think that, you know, gives them a nice 1-2 punch. Although LeBron's 38, I don't quite think he has that top gear that he used to. I think you saw it last night. Steph Curry closed the door. LeBron, I'm not sure that gear is there again when he's, you know, in those titanic clashes against the Giannises of the world. And if 1-2 aren't completely dominant, and I just think they're, you know, what you'd expect 3 through 15. Like I see play in definitely. Like I think it's a 7 through 10 type team that might even slip beyond.
Clippers still. It feels like everybody loves the Clippers out west. What am I missing there with the Clippers? I know they got depth and you got Kawhi and Paul George, but then that can also be part of the problem with Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, I mean, because we do this in every sport before the season, like you just like health is like guaranteed in your mind, right? Every single player is playing all 82 games and like will be there in the playoffs. And if that is the case with the Clippers, if like their entire team is available and Kawhi Leonard looks like he did pre-ACL injury, and we have no idea. I mean, we have not seen Kawhi play. But if that is the case, yeah, they're theoretically built really well deep. Their owner spends like crazy, just like the Warriors does. They have the two top tax bills ever. And that is how you get more depth, right? You're willing to pay. Basically, the Clippers get an extra Norm Powell, just like the Warriors get an extra Andrew Wiggins to just beef up your roster. And, I think about them in a West Finals matchup if they are healthy. And they do, you know, profile as a team that would defend the Warriors well. A bunch of wings, switchable guys, guys with playoff history against the Warriors. Kawhi in particular may have played better than anyone historically against the Warriors in the playoffs. So I like them as a theoretical team, but I, you know, who will be available? When will they be available? I have no idea.
Anthony, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver.
And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mentioned the Running Smoke podcast, very proud of that, and proud of the More To It podcast. Marcellus Wiley, part of the Dan Patrick Podcast Network, a weekly show. It's called More To It. Extended interviews across media, sports, and entertainment. This week's guest is Lil Wayne. Here's a portion of that before we get to Marcellus Wiley.
Performance was everything, so it stayed everything to me. I performed in front of caskets.
What? What?
With the person right there.
They ain't clap. They ain't give you no applause. They ain't give you no celebration. Huh? They gone.
Man, listen, man. That was an interesting experience, man. I was probably every bit of just 12 years old or something, 12 years, like 11, 12. They asked me to write like a poem. I couldn't write it, so I just wrote a rap. I wrote a verse. And so I ran the verse about him in front of the cat, man. The whole church went crazy.
Yeah, and he just laid there chilling like, yeah.
That's when I knew that, I knew for a fact that right at that moment, that was one of the moments where I'm looking at everybody's emotion. Everybody, obviously, they're over-emotional. They're crying and stuff. And I knew sitting back down in the church pew, I knew for a fact, it felt weird because I was like, man, I feel so good. I was like, I feel so good. I got this reaction.
Yeah.
And so that's when I knew, yeah, you just love to perform, man. And that was the whole, that,
You can hear the entire interview with Lil Wayne and Marcellus Wiley, the More To It podcast at Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Yes, Paul.
Lil Wayne was hired to play a funeral? Is that what he's saying? He played a funeral?
Let me ask Marcellus Wiley. Is that the, so they hire Lil Wayne to perform at a funeral?
Yeah, I think the word hire is loose in this conversation. But yeah, he performed at a funeral before. And I think the point of his story was no matter what the circumstances were, obviously emotional funeral, he felt the energy. He felt uplifted despite everyone else feeling the despair and the pain of the funeral. And he said it clicked with him in that moment that I just like to perform. So whatever this life's going to turn into, performance has to be a part of it.
Who would you hire to perform at your funeral?
Oh, man. Outkast. If I had to go there, Outkast, Andre 3000, Big Boy. Wish I was alive to hear it. But at the same time, it would be amazing. That's my favorite group of all time.
All right, I'll see if I can make that happen, Marcellus.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I look forward to it.
We brought this up first hour. What's the number one storyline? Like good or bad in the NFL? Let me take away Daniel Snyder. Let me take just football. The number one storyline of the NFL so far is?
Tom Brady. I don't think it's getting the attention it deserves. I think we all, as we should, give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt. But just look at what's happening right now in Tampa Bay. And imagine if it weren't Tom Brady. That a player retires, a tremendous player, a GOAT retires, comes back, and then participates in the offseason, then takes 11-day hiatus, comes back, and then says, you know what, guys, I got a lot of bleep on my plate, which tells you his eyes aren't focused on the prize intently. Like, and that's what I learned about sports, and it's something that we all know in life, but you take your eyes one deviation off the prize, oh, you're going to go off the rails. And it looks like right now this team doesn't know its way. This team doesn't know which way is up. And in part, it's because of their leader, the GOAT, Tom Brady. So for me, it's just watching that and waiting for the criticism to start to match what he's been doing, because right now he's not being the most focused leader.
Todd Bowles, the head coach, says Brady does not get preferential treatment. And he didn't laugh when he said it. He was actually serious when he said it. Tom goes up to the wedding during the week. I guess he misses a walkthrough. Would Tom Brady be mad at Tom Brady? If he's going to yell at everybody, would Tom Brady yell at Tom Brady for this moment?
No, he wouldn't. And look, let's start in the beginning. Tom Bowles, stop lying. Of course you give him preferential treatment. You better. That's part of the whole system and economy of sports. You try to be such a good player, great player, that you get that human capital. And that human capital is, hey, if I show up a little late, or hey, I get an excused absence where some other guy may not. Because that other guy is not going to do what I do on the field and have the same impact. So we're already starting off from a lie. My grandma always told me, you can't make sense out of nonsense. And Todd Bowles is talking nonsense because Tom Brady obviously is getting preferential treatment. Going to weddings, 11 days off in training camp, and that's not preferential treatment without penalty, without punishment. It's okay. But Tom Brady right now, he's having so many things thrown his way, and it seems like more than ever, he is in response to those things. Before, he seemed Teflon. Before, it seemed like Tom Brady couldn't be fazed. Maybe it was the culture of New England. Maybe it was the protection of Bill Belichick and making sure that outside noise stayed outside. But for whatever reason, and in part it's because Tom Brady has a brand now. TB12 is a real thing. He's in promotion. He's on social media. That noise is seeping in, and now you're starting to hear and see a different Tom Brady.
But we're also seeing this in Green Bay. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Didn't get together with his receivers in preseason. Didn't know what his future was. Davante Adams leaves, and it just, you know, now he wants to simplify the game plan, whatever that means. I mean, Matt LaFleur wasn't even sure what Aaron Rodgers meant by this. right? I what is going on in Green Bay?
You know, Aaron Rodgers, the great. Aaron Rodgers, one of the, if not most talented quarterbacks, has now suffered from a condition we all have suffered from, man. And it's called the curse of the gifted. And if you're talented at something, we've all been tempted at this moment when you're talented and you're getting the rewards from that talent to skip a step. You know, and they talk about that a lot in terms of sophomore slump, or anytime you have to do something again, but you know you're good at it. Do you go back to square one? And if you're Aaron Rodgers with new receivers, without Davante Adams on a new team, because every year the roster's different, you can't skip steps. You got to go back to square one, especially when you're trying to establish chemistry. I just think this is one of the curses of the gifted. He just thought, I'm Aaron Rodgers. These guys going to run routes. We'll make it happen. I've always made it happen. And now you're starting to see that come back to haunt him. It's just that simple.
He's Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL defensive end, host of More To It, the podcast on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Lil Wayne is the guest this week, and you can hear that today. Bruce Smith joins you next week. And I know that you already taped this with Bruce, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you say, would you rather go to four Super Bowls but not win a Super Bowl, or go to one Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl? What would Bruce Smith take, given the fact that we always bring up the Bills, that they lost four in a row?
Yeah, and that's what the question was. Amazing answer from Bruce, because I thought I had really put him in the corner with that one. You go to four and lose them all? Why not go to one and just win one, and that's enough? But Bruce just showed me why Bruce Smith is the greatest defensive end of all time. All-time leader in sacks and all-time leader in tackles. His answer, and I want people obviously to listen to the podcast to find out the depth of his character and his response.
I got to go to all four. I'm going to four and losing four.
You know what? I'm not. As I sit here, not a champion and dealing with that reality versus getting so close so many times but coming up short every single time, I'm going with 1-for-1 versus 0-for-4. But you should hear what Bruce says. I think it's a different answer than both of us, and a greater answer.
And I brought this up before, that we've been nominated for a Sports Emmy for this show 5 years in a row.
Nice.
Now, if we won one and then didn't have the other 4 years of being nominated, I would have a problem with that. I would rather be nominated five times, not win, than nominated just one time and win.
I mean, there's a longevity argument. There's a, I am great in excellence, but I have not achieved the ultimate goal conversation we're having. For me, everyone is second place, no matter how it feels if you don't win at all. You could be the, you know, the first loser, whatever you want to call it. We're all chasing one thing. You don't acquire that one thing. Being number two versus number 32 in NFL, what's really the difference? So that's why I think it's almost a zero-sum game. It's all or nothing. And for me, why are we in pursuit of nothing? We're in pursuit of it all. Let me get that one and then move on.
Hmm. Yeah, Paul.
Did I sway you?
No. I still would go to four Super Bowls, four in a row, which will never be done again. And they go to four. They did lose. I'd rather go 0-for-4 than
what one, really? Oh, okay, Dan, let's go here. Baseball. I just heard you guys. You'd rather go in the World Series in game 7, 0-for-4, or would you rather go 1-for-1? And that one was a dinger out the park. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. It's different because if I don't have any hits, I get to the Super Bowl. It's not like it's an 0-for. I got to the Super Bowl. If I get to the World Series and we lose, but I play well.
You sound like me. Now you sound like me.
More importantly, did you ever have that? How many times did you have a game where you go, hey, can't blame me, I had a couple of sacks here?
Yeah. I mean, it's the most bittersweet moment in your life when you're like walking off the field like, I did that. I dominated. Don't look at me, coach. Hey, ladies, I'm over here. But you have to perform. You have to act like, oh, my God, I just lost my puppy because we lost the game. And so now you're mad, actually, because no one is going to go around saying, where are we going tonight? Oh, I meet you here because we lost. So we're all dressing up the performance of losing. But in reality, inside, there are a few guys like, nah, dog, tonight's the night I need to get out. So you got to deal with that, especially if you're on losing teams. And I was on a few of those losing teams.
Were there women? Like, you know, in baseball, they know where you are. Basketball, they know where you are, where your hotel is, you know. How different was it for you being in the NFL?
Well, in football, we know where they are. Yeah, no. Hey, you ask me a question, you're going to get the real answer. All right, so football is funny because we have the curfew, right? We don't live on the road like baseball players and like basketball players. What curfew? Shoot around, chill in the room. You know, it's a whole different world. They're rock stars. Football players, we land in the city, let's say 4 p.m. We have curfew at 11 o'clock, but they're smart because if you give us 7 hours, we will cross state borders. Like, guys would leave the state and come back. We got time. So every football team throws that middle meeting around 8 o'clock, special teams, offense and defense, a 5-minute meeting. We do not need it. We don't have to be there. And they throw that meeting in the middle to make sure we don't cross those state borders. But in those 2 or 3 hours before and after, we find our way like water, and we find those ladies. And most of the time, it was a restaurant. It was a strip club. And sometimes you just stayed in the room, and you had security take care of you, man. And you played the next day.
What do you mean security takes care of you? They escort somebody
I'm
up?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Ty Bowles says there's no preferential treatment in it. Look, when I was a rookie, I didn't get any preferential treatment. I was scared straight. Like, security come on the floor, I'm like, oh, my God, security's here. They're going to tell coach I'm not going to play tomorrow. When you become a veteran, security is on your team. And so if you wanted to have friends over, male, female, the homies come in town, you wanted some lady to come, you want her on a different floor, you guys want to hang out, security will look out for certain individuals. And there was a compensation package that came along with that. You took care of security, they took care of you.
So you would pay security to look the other way?
They didn't have to look the other way. Just don't look this way and make sure when you do look this way, you didn't see me.
Okay.
You know, like I didn't tell them how to do their job. All I just said, look, I'm not a part of the job description today.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair
we looked out for each other.
Fair enough. He's that dude, Marcellus Wiley. Thanks for joining the team. We look forward to the episodes. It's Lil Wayne today. Next week, it'll be Bruce Smith. And the podcast is more to it. You can find it at danpatrick.com. Thank you, Marcellus.
Appreciate
it. Talk to you next week.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.